You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
I'm legitimately excited about the ESPN New York app because finally there's a really easy, convenient right. way for people to stream the station all the time.
It's a one-stop shop for anybody that's a big fan of ESPN New York. So you got Game Misconduct right there. All the shows are right there. The archives. As soon as you go onto the app, you hear the station.
Right, immediately.
You know, so you don't have to like hunt like for how to find it, because we realize now that the conventional way to consume radio has changed. Anywhere you go, it's a click away and you can see it all, and it's really everybody's done a great job, the work that they did to put into this, and it's free and it's right there. Everything you could want from 98.7 ESPN New York is right there on your phone or tablet.
The Michael K. Show.
Just make sure you type in ESPN New York and get rolling.
On 98.7 ESPN.
A hard-hitting first hour, as you can tell. On the K Show on 98.7 ESPN, as we bring in our GM, Mike Tannenbaum. Mike, the first thing I'd ask you, did you download the ESPN New York app yet?
Of course I have. I wouldn't go anywhere without
Who would?
Good. Well done.
Who doesn't want to be a tap away from Peter Rosenberg and Don LaGreca, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know that's how you operate. All right, so, Mike, we've been discussing it all day. How likely is it the Jets use both of their picks tonight, and how likely is it they move one?
Well, you know, they're really in a great position. Really, both New York teams are. But starting with the Jets, you would like to think they'll come out of this with a tackle, a corner, a pass rusher, you know, two of those three. I do think the Deebo Samuel thing, you know, certainly is a possibility. I wouldn't say it's a probability. But for me, if they could do that and keep both of those top 10 picks and maybe do it for a two and something else, maybe next year, you know, San Francisco doesn't have a one this year or next year. So maybe there's an opportunity for them there as well.
You know, we've heard multiple reports, Mike, that this is not a great first couple of rounds draft. Like, general managers aren't salivating to trade into the first round. Is that what you're hearing as well? And is that going to make it difficult for the Jets and Giants, if they want to move, to find somebody to dance with tonight?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, talking to people for the last several months, this is a draft that you may get the same player at 40 that you do at 15, especially at certain positions. So, you know, if I'm the Jets and the Giants, I may just stay put, take two really good players, take two good people that are cornerstone players, as, you know, a top 10 pick should be, and then don't look back. You know, sometimes we overcomplicate things. So that's, to me, like, I would be surprised, guys, if we see a lot of trades tonight, not because teams don't want to go back. I just don't know who the player that you have to trade up for. I think the only exception could be if someone's convicted about Jameson Williams and his health, because I think, in my opinion, when it's all said and done, he may be the best football player in this draft.
How do you assess the Jets Mekhi Becton relationship right now? What do you expect to happen there?
Yeah, it's a great question, Peter. I think it's a work in progress, and for a guy that's supposed to be a cornerstone player, reliable, especially at a premium position like left tackle, for them to draft another tackle to me makes a ton of sense, because that is a position that you just got to be the same guy every day. You got to be reliable. You have to be durable. You need flexibility. That's really part of the job requirement. So for them to take a tackle makes a lot of sense to me.
Now, you hear, because Michael brought this up yesterday, it's like, you don't want to admit a mistake, but as a general manager, sometimes do you have to put your ego aside and say, listen, I don't want to admit I made a mistake, but I got to make sure that I admit it and also make up for it by doing the right thing?
Yeah, it's one of those things, what's best for the team.
Right.
Nothing else matters. The object of the exercise dies to win games. So if you're sitting there and you could get Ikwe Ekwonu of NC State or Evan Neal, those to me are no-hole players. Those guys are going to be there for the next 10, 12 years. Their character is impeccable. Their intelligence is impeccable. They're great players. They're physically prototype. I think those are easy decisions.
What's the, outside of the New York storylines, which we'll get back to in a second, what's the other most exciting storyline you're looking forward to tonight from for everyone who wants to tune into the draft?
You know, I think a couple things. First of all, like, what is Jacksonville going to do? I would not take Trayvon Walker one. I don't think he has the production. And then I think the quarterbacks, you know, Malik Willis at Liberty, the Auburn transfer, Kenny Pickett from Pitt, Carolina at six. If they don't take a quarterback, guys, where's the first quarterback, though? Maybe the Steelers at 20.
And that's a distinct possibility. So you don't think Carolina would go Pickett?
I would if I was them. I think he gives them a better chance to win than Sam Darnold. And when Matt Rhule was the head coach at Temple, Kenny Pickett had committed to playing there. So there's that connection as well. He's a four-year starter. He actually, guys, he reminds me a lot of Chad Pennington. He's a really good player. You can win a lot of games with him. I think he's a little bit of an underrated athlete. So that is somebody that I think if I was him, I would take a long, long look at.
All right, Giants at 5-7. I'm thinking offensive line and edge pass rusher. Are you thinking anything different, and who do you think will be there for him at 5-7?
Similar players, Ikwe Ekwonu, Evan Neal. You know, at 7, I would also think about Ahmed Gardner. I think he's second coming of Antonio Cromartie, someone who's really long, athletic. He's a shutdown corner. And let's face it, in this day and age, to get to where you want to go, you got to get the field on third down. You got to be able to play man-to-man, and that's something that Sauce Gardner could do extremely well.
You don't like Charles Cross?
I do. I think he's really good. I think he's more of a two-pointed stance pass protector, which is really in this day and age. I think he'll be good. I just like the other two as they play a little bit more.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Is there anything you take from us finding out that the Giants decline the Jones extension? I mean, we knew it would happen, but is there anything to be learned from the fact that it's public information?
They made a really smart decision. I don't see the upside in exercising the option. If he plays great, you get a deal done or you tag him. And you look at Sam Darnold, you look at Baker Mayfield, and it's a cautionary tale of when you guarantee that type of money for a player you're not sold on, it could cause, you know, significant problems next year.
Now, back to Samuel, you said it's not a probability, but it could happen. One of the things you got to know is, does he want to play for me? Can I give him the contract that he's looking for? How do you do that before trade? How do you do the intel to find out what a player wants while he's still property of another team?
So under the rules, Don, you're allowed to speak to the player, bring him in for a physical, negotiate a contract. So I did that countless times in my career where you bring him in, you talk to him, give him the physical, try to work out a deal, and then you work out the comp. The rules, that's what it's designed to do. So, and maybe they've done that, and maybe we'll see something unfold or tomorrow night.
Talking to Mike Tannenbaum, of course, working for us, former general manager. I'm hearing a lot. This GM said this. This GM said that. I'm just wondering, were you savvy enough? Did you feel comfortable enough to give complete BS to a reporter in hopes that other general managers would buy into it?
You know, not really. That just wasn't my thing. To be candid, like, being the Jets GM, that's a full-time job. You know, just try to do that job well. You know, you're dealing with a whole building. You're dealing with a coaching staff. You're dealing with ownership. You're dealing with a head coach. You're dealing with 11 months worth of information. Like, that's a job right there. So, I don't know. I always felt like, let's just get our board right. Let's be as prepared as anybody in the NFL. And whatever happens, happens. And I don't know. I know that happens, and it's a big part of the world now. But to me, like, let's just focus in on the task at hand.
But when you hear a general, when you hear those reports, are you apt to believe them? Or do you think that it is just somebody just slinging it?
Yeah, you know, Don, it could be like a little bit of both. You know, and let me just put some context to this conversation. My first year in Miami, we had a really good left tackle in Brandon Albert. We had a gazillion needs, corner, defense tackle. We had the 13th pick in the draft. The number one guy on our board was Laramie Tunsil. Right around the start of the draft, there was a video that came out, and Laramie's a really, really good person who had made a mistake. And it went viral. And we wound up getting the best player on our board at 13. Point is, we were prepared. We didn't listen to the BS. We thought we were going to take a tackle or a corner, and we wound up getting the best player in the draft, who went on to all rookie, still in the league, still playing at a high level. So something tonight may happen, and to fall back on their preparation.
Mike, what can you tell us about your experience just being in those war rooms on draft day? Did you look forward to it? Is it fun? Any good stories? Just take us through what it's like, because this is a place that none of us will ever see.
Yeah, it just depends on who the coach. You know, if it was Rex, there was a lot of calories involved. You know, it was very coach specific. Now, I'm not one to shy away from calories, as you guys well know. So, but you know, I try to make this day, you know, fun. To be candid, I tried really hard to, again, fall back on our preparation. Let preparation. That was always my mindset. And you know, we're on the phone a month from now, guys. The 2023. Preparation starts. So what you're seeing tonight is 11 months in preparation.
Now, we were just talking about Jones, and you thought they were right not to give him the fifth-year extension. I don't think any of us believe that he's the future quarterback of this team. If you liked Malik Willis, would you just take him at 5 or 7? Or would you say, listen, nobody's going to take this guy till Pittsburgh at 20 anyway? I'm going to go trade down and take my chances of being able to get some draft capital and then take my quarterback later in the first round.
Yeah, you know, that's where this is, like, so much fun to me. Like, we're talking about, like, the world's biggest poker game. I think you could trade back up. I also think this guy's, like, I think the 32nd pick tonight is going to be a quarterback. If you look at the recent history of Lamar Jackson, Teddy Bridgewater, they were the 32nd pick. I think Willis goes before then, but somebody is going to come up to try to get that fifth-year option, ironically, the one that the Giants just declined, but I think he's there somewhere in the team, so I don't think you have to take him that early.
Well, Mike, listen, we appreciate you coming on to help us out. There is a lot to get to. Enjoy tonight. What's your actual plan? How will you be consuming? Will you be on air the entire time?
Well, my job number 1, 2, and 3, we just had our production meeting, was to keep Bart Scott in line. So beyond that, hopefully there'll be some really good draft commentary, but I'm not really sure about that.
Well, we wish you the best with it. We'll talk to you soon, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.